17-year-old girl killed in sword attack at Swedish high school. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 23, 2026. A teenage girl is now confirmed to have died after a sword attack at a Swedish high school. The alleged perpetrator of which having been rendered into pretrial detention by the regional court. 18-year-old Liam Neville, a Swedish Swede, has been officially detained by Västmanland District Court on Sunday on suspicion of murder and attempted murder after a sword attack at Brunell High School in Fagersta, Västmanland County, Sweden on Friday. Authorities have now confirmed that there was one fatality in the attack, a 17-year-old girl. Three teenage boys were also injured, two seriously. Police believe the slain girl was not a targeted victim but was rather killed at random, reports German newspaper Die Welt. Suspect Neville's defense lawyer said that while their client had not confessed to police, he had nevertheless not contested the murder charge. He did, however, contest the additional charges of attempted murder. The teen, who is understood to have a difficult upbringing and who was placed into a foster home last year over extensive failings of the home environment, was a current pupil at Brunell High School and consequently was able to access the site on the day of the attack with his student card. Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet reports police are considering a far-right motivation in the attack and state that Neville was in costume as school killer Anton Lundin Peterson, who wore a distinctive Darth Vader-like costume of long black coat, full face mask, and German pattern helmet when he killed four people in 2015. It appears a prompt police response to the attack may have saved lives. Officers had already opened fire and arrested the suspect within 10 minutes of the initial call to the emergency services reporting a rampage at the school being placed by a witness. A social media account linked to the suspect has been widely reported, albeit without official confirmation by police, in Swedish media. It is stated a post was uploaded to TikTok just before the attack began, which showed a large sword lying on top of a guitar case in the school toilets, with the caption "No more edits." As reported on Friday, the same school was evacuated in May over a threat, but it is unclear whether the incidents are linked. The Swedish Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition visited the site of the attack to lay flowers on Saturday. The local church is open all day on Sunday for mourners and the government has established a crisis support center.